welcome to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. I'm Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and we're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 396-0577 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank the station for working to make this happen. And who in that station but the host, Mr. John McKay. John, how are you?
Well, proud papa moment right about now. My son is on a bus headed to Ferndale. He's a sophomore at Kamiakin, and he got called up to the varsity.
Oh, hey, awesome. Congratulations. Congrats. That's awesome. We are into that back-to-school athletics and on a schedule this last week. Well, for some of us,
yes.
There was maybe one of the three cities that had a disrupted schedule, but we're working through things and back in that routine of school, and we're going to be, before you know it, I noticed a couple of those mornings where won't be too long, we'll be in that fall market. It felt a little cooler a couple of those mornings.
This weekend and next week, we're looking for overnight lows, upper 40s, possibly.
Yeah, so absolutely. It feels like back to school, but I think we're about ready for a little relief from the heat. Freshly back from vacation, we missed him last week on the show, but glad to have him back. That's Mr. Tom Coyne with Umpqua, our lending specialist. Tom, how are you?
I am fantastic. I'm feeling all charged. Thanks for letting me skip a show there last weekend. Was down in Astoria and the coast with my wife and did some fishing. Had a great time.
Okay, well, great. It's always nice to get away and recharge. One of the great things about Tri-Cities and our location, our real estate market, is there are great weekend and trips like that mm-hmm. aren't too far. I mean, you can get out there to the Oregon coast and
his postcard hasn't arrived yet, though.
Have a great time and get back in here for sure. Well, we always like to start off with our crazy real estate story. And I tell you what, this one is, you've seen these shows on TLC or these home shows, and it is the treehouse shows where they build these treehouses, which I say are basically a house when you look at them. I
love those and tiny houses
incredible.
Too.
Incredible. So right now on the market is a Hawaiian retreat that they built into the hillside. So 40 years ago, the couple had purchased this land in Hawaii. And they had purchased the land for $125,000. So they designed a four-story wood home, which they put up. And then over the years, they added on to it and changed it around. Well, that couple now, with all the different levels, they're 82 years old now. I mean, imagine buying that. You know, they're in their 40s, early 40s, and they purchased this home and built it. And it's time for them to go ahead and resell it. So it's very, very interesting to see a complete wooden beam type home built into the edge of the mountain on land they had paid $125,000 for. And now the selling price of that home, $2.6 million. So very, very interesting, though.
Wow.
It was featured, and it's just a really unique design. Very tall with a lot of the wood siding and wood trim. It was featured a couple weeks ago in the Wall Street Journal House of the Day. So just kind of interesting to see those different designs and those processes that go on there. So and to see something appreciate, I mean, over the course of 40 years from, you know, that the land alone now, I would think, you know, would be $800,000-$900,000 of that $2.96 million.
That's amazing.
Value.
That far back, did you ever dream that it would be worth that much?
Yeah, it's, you know, and there's pieces of ground like that when we look in, you know, Tri-Cities that when you look that was not that long ago when there was, say, nothing on the north side of the freeway in West Pasco. Mm-hmm. And if you look at some of those commercial pieces where Lowe's is and where Subway is and the track area, and you look at what those commercial pieces sell for now compared to early 90s even, I mean, mm-hmm. you know.
Incredible appreciation.
There's still some amazing, amazing real estate opportunities here in the Tri-Cities that we come across for stuff like that.
You know, Lance, I was just down in, you know, Cannon Beach, and we're driving by, and I see the for sale sign out there, house overlooking the beach. I was like, I got to stop and get one of these flyers.
Of course you do. You know, you're in the business, right?
It was like an 1,800-square-foot house, $2.7 million. I mean, that had an awesome view, but just think of, like, that land. When they bought that, they was probably nowhere close at.
Yeah, no, that's awesome to hear. I'm glad I'm not the only one on vacation that just absolutely can't help myself. Wherever we're at, Karen's always like, oh, geez, he's pulling over to get a flyer and check out a price.
It's like when we go on vacation, I listen to the radio stations. You can't just listen. You have to critique them.
Yes, that's exactly right. So so I'm assuming by the inflection in your voice, you didn't pull the trigger out.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I'll continue to rent by the day.
Okay, you continue to rent by the day. Yeah. Absolutely great. Well, one of the things that we come across is we're always taking a look at what's going on in the local market, what's happening with some of our sellers and buyers, and how are we relating that to the show. And one of the things it seems like we came across probably – 7 or 8 times in the last 3 weeks, and that is a little bit of trouble from people with being prepared for their move. Sometimes you look and you have a 35-day closing time period from your offer to when you move, and you'll show up there and it's, 2 days before moving, and you'll get that panicked call from the seller, and they're like, I can't get everything out in time. What do I do? And so we're always helping provide those tips to our sellers. Okay, here's the process you're going through, and here's a couple of the things that are going to help make things a little bit easier. So I'm 100% certain that we will not get through all of the tips I have for this, because it's a 30-minute show and this topic can take a long time. But there's a couple simple things you can do when you're getting ready for a move. Number one is don't forget to pack an overnight bag, or like you're going on a small weekend trip. I mean, think about it as if you were going to a hotel for the weekend or going to Seattle Airport. You need that one bag that is a couple outfits in there, the essentials that you need, medication, that type of stuff, because this isn't a perfect process. One of the things that we have doing is you might be set up for a Friday close, and you get everything packed up on Thursday, you're out of there, and the documents don't come. And so, in fact, we had a great example of this. Tom and I were talking off the air. A lot of times the lender will have a requirement that is a verbal verification of employment the day of closing. So we go back to Tuesday of this week. We've got a teacher, Pasco School District, needing to close on the house on Tuesday. Lender needs to make that verbal verification of employment, makes the phone call. Oh, teacher's on strike.
This did happen.
District employee's not there. No verification of employment. No close the loan. Now, luckily, they were able to scramble and do some alternatives and provide some documentation of that. But these are the things that we don't expect that can pop up. And so having that packed bag that gives you a couple days leeway can really help make things a little bit more comfortable for you. Third item that I had on the list is having one clear Tupperware container, and in that clear container, put everything that you're going to need first at the new house, because you can see into it. You can see you're going to have 40 boxes around, and if you can physically see some of the items that you're going to need
keys,
first,
garage door opener.
Having that in a clear bin helps make a world of difference. The next tip that we give a lot of people, and there's amazing websites and packaging labels that you can get for this, and it helps make things go so much smoother, and that is coming up with a color-coded system as you start packing. So instead of just labeling, Mason's bedroom or Mia's bedroom for your kids, having a color-coded system so that blue dots on the label go to the blue room. And then what you're doing then is when the movers arrive, or when you say you have friends and family helping, a lot of the thing is, where does this box go? Where does that box go? The first thing you do is you walk into the empty house and you just put a blue post-it note or a green post-it note or whatever the colors are on the doorways of those rooms. When someone grabs a box, they don't even have to ask. They just say, even Lance can figure that out. Blue dot, blue room. Okay, so it may...
Where it could get confusing for Lance is if there's a couple shades of blue, though.
Exactly.
Don't do dark blue or light blue.
Let's switch to a new color pattern. So that really makes a huge difference. And over the years, having helped a lot of people move, when they have that system just dialed in like that, it makes a huge, huge difference. And that, so that labeling and that color scheme can make a big difference. The next thing that can happen that helps out a lot is bathrooms and kitchens. If you can show up a day or two ahead of the movers and pre-clean those bathrooms and kitchens, it will make a big, big difference. A lot of people like to preserve drawers and stuff, you know, put contact paper down in the bottom of the drawers or get things totally cleaned out. Those generally will not be clean to your exacting standards. Because, right, so if we're flipping this and looking on the buy side of things, you've got a seller that we're talking about giving tips to a seller so they're not rushing out at the last minute. On the flip side of that, they're probably not going to have those cabinets and drawers and cupboards exactly as clean as you would want them. So on the buy side of things, if you can have a day or two ahead of time, get in there and clean out those rooms, and that will help tremendously. I mean, we run into that type of stuff all the time. The next thing that we have, another great tip that I've seen a couple people do, is you can use the you can go down to the U-Haul store, or you can go to Larson Transfer. You can get these moving supplies. Another thing that we've seen people do that's a great tip is drawers that come out of dressers, is they use shrink wrap and saran wrap to keep those drawers intact. So then you don't have to repack up that whole dresser. You can pull the drawer, saran wrap it out. It holds everything in those drawers. And that makes that moving so much easier. So those are my first. I only made it through 10. I wrote down 30 things we've seen over the years, Tom. But those are my first 10 tips that we have for getting ready to make a successful move. Because in this market, we know your house is going to go under contract, and you might not feel like you're completely ready to go. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk to Tom and Umpqua some more about lending, finish off a few more moving tips for the coming fall.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking about some tips to help make your moving experience go a little bit smoother. It is, we were talking before the show and getting prepared. I mean, it's a stressful time. We always talk about the transaction process and helping people. You know, they always, every couple of years, they put out this list of the most stressful things that you can do. And I mean, of course, they have death of a spouse, death of a child. But on the top five, it usually rounds it out with moving. And so when you rip somebody out of their natural habitat and disturb their normal routines, pack all their stuff away, it gets a little stressful. So that process and trying to make it a little bit easier, we always try to help our clients out the best we possibly can. We have a great list of service providers and experts that we help with that. So Tom, on the lending side of things, what's going on that we need to know about right now?
Well, if you're thinking you're moving and you're getting your house ready for moving, I thought it's appropriate to look at your finances at that point where you're starting to pack up your extra stuff, your pictures, and look at your financial situation and make sure you're putting you and your family in the best situation possible to get you into the best loan program. Now, when we're going to talk about things to get you into the best program you can, there's no secret I'm going to start with credit. So credit scores affect every loan that's out there. And there's some programs that are really credit score driven and some that aren't as much. But the lower the credit score, it's going to affect your loan in one way or the other, and also the mortgage insurance. So if you're able to get your scores up and get yourself a lower interest rate and maybe lower mortgage insurance, that could save you money every single month for as long as you have that loan. So it's important to take those 3, 4, maybe 5, 6 months leading up to when you're wanting to buy a house, look at your financial situation, and take these tips I'm about to go through and see about getting your scores up as high as you can, because that could really save you money in the long run. So the first thing on credit, on your credit scores, is of course late payments. So late payments, if you have them, it takes time to recover from those. They're going to hurt your credit, and the more time that goes by, the less impact they have on your credit scores. So maybe in that those 6 months leading up to buying a house, if you think there's a chance you might forget a payment or even a small credit card payment, consider putting them up, setting them up on auto pay, and that way you don't have to worry about having those late payments. Like I said, it could take a long time to recover from a late payment. The next thing, if you're needing to get your scores up in a hurry, best thing to do is pay down credit cards. We always look at what's called the utilization ratio, and that's just your balance on your credit cards divided by your limits. The lower of the utilization ratio that you have, the higher your credit scores are going to be. So if you're using maybe 60% of a credit card, and maybe you use it in full and pay it off every month, but when it gets reported to the credit report, it's always at 60% of the limit, consider only using 10% of the limit that month, even if you're paying it off in full, because you don't know what day it reports to the credit report. So just do your best to keep your balances as low as possible. Or if you can, consider paying them down in the month or two leading up to wanting to apply for a loan. Again, it's going to get your scores up and get you into a better program. Also, don't close any accounts. Maybe you are paying stuff off. It does not help to close a credit card or, say, close an auto loan or close anything. Anything that you change on your credit could impact your scores. So opening new accounts or closing old accounts could affect it. So if you're going to pay something off, pay it to zero balance, keep it open. And try to limit the amount of inquiries you have on your credit report. If you're out shopping for a loan, you can call me and say, hey, here's a rough idea of what my credit score is. Here's how much I'm looking to pay. Here's how much of a down payment is going to be. And I can give you a quote just off of that. So we don't need to pull your credit. So if you're shopping for a mortgage, maybe try to identify what lender you feel most comfortable with and what lender you're going to go with, and then have them pull your credit. Because if you're out there, say, applying for credit cards and you apply for the mortgage at three different places, believe it or not, that can affect your score. Now, inquiries affect your score about the least of anything that affects your score, but there still be an impact. And if you're right there on the verge of having a great program, maybe your scores are just high enough, those inquiries could pull you down and have a negative impact on you. Now, next thing to talk about aside from credit is trying to save up for a down payment. I have a lot of clients come to me and they say, you know, I heard about that Home Advantage Zero Down Loan, and that's the program I want. Now, it's a great program. It's better than renting. So that's why I tell people it's a good tool to get you in the house if you have no other way of coming up for a down payment. However, every program out there, aside from VA for veterans, which is a fantastic zero down loan, but every other program, you're going to be best to come up with a down payment. Try to come up with 5% down if you can. By getting to 5% down on a conventional loan, we have ways we can structure your loan so that you don't have to pay any monthly mortgage insurance. This gives you a lot more buying power and reduces your monthly expenses. So it's a fantastic option, but you got to get to that 5% down. Lastly, give me a call and let's talk about getting you a quote and maybe even look at getting you pre-approved, even if you don't think you're going to be buying for 4 to 6 months. Because these little things that we just talked about, I can get very specific for your financial situation and give you some really clear pointers on things you could do to get your scores up so that when the time comes, maybe it is 4 to 6 months down the road, we get you into the best program you can. If doing that one step right there saves you $100 a month for as long as you have the loan, then I would definitely say it's worth it. So those are my tips. If you have any other questions, feel free to reach out to me or go to my website, TomCoinHomeLoans.com.
Tom, that's great information. And yeah, I would definitely encourage anybody to do that. And using your website is a great portal of information to get things uploaded and get that application made and get it over to you. So that helps make it go very, very smoothly for sure.
Now, Lance, moving on to your tips. I just brought one up that you hadn't written down.
You did. Off the air, I forgot to say, and Tom was, he deals with this all the time, was great to point this out, and I did not bring today, but worth mentioning. hugely, hugely important, and that is do not pack away your financial record to the storage unit, your bank statements, copies of your tax returns. If you do not have that stored digitally, do not pack that away, because a lot of times, you know, Tom might be asking for that or need clarification on something else. And if that was the second or third box you put in the back of a 10 by 20 storage unit, it is not going to be fun to go in there and retrieve that.
You know, and they always like me a little bit less after I make them do that.
Yeah,
you know,
that, unfortunately. Yeah. That is absolutely true, for sure. So, and strange things like that come up that people want to see, or there's little details they might need to get. I mean, maybe you sold a car 6 months ago and they need verification on how that process went. So it's very likely you might have to provide some additional information there. So I'm glad you had said that off the air. Great, great tip. I always like to get in our pick three, and that is our new listings, new homes on the market. We've been putting a lot, almost a record pace of new homes at the Kenmore team back on the market, which in a lower inventory market is fantastic for us to have these options for people. Pick number one, super interesting property, 620 North Garfield Street in Kennewick. This is a two-bedroom, one-bath home in central Kennewick, in older downtown Kennewick. And very unique about this home is it's zoned general commercial. So it gives somebody some flexibility to do some of that potentially commercial space. You've got large windows, tons of natural light, extra storage space in the attic, fully fenced backyard with a huge patio and garden area, and you have a separate bonus room office. Off-street parking and great location to all the amenities down there. And that's coming in priced under $100,000, $95,000. So great, great options for somebody looking for a unique property like that. Pick number two, 2002. See why I made that pick number two, Tom? 2002.
I like it. It's clever.
South Tacoma. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath house. Great central location. Big, light and bright living room. You've got a wood fireplace. Kitchen with lots and lots of storage space. You got the slider that opens to the patio. Master bedroom with the private three-quarter bath. And a family room on the lower level. Once again, newly painted exterior. Fantastic property and priced really affordable at that $179,900 mark. So $179,900. Gorgeous Canyon Lakes house. Pick number three, 4306 West 35th Court. This is a four-bedroom, three-bath house. Gorgeous hardwood floors. You've got spacious floor plan with the den, formal dining room, huge living room that's open up to the kitchen, large kitchen space with an island, full tile backsplash, stainless steel appliances. This is a very, very nice home. In the master bath, you've got the heated tile floors, so lots and lots of upgrades. You've got a 16 by 14 bonus room in the upper level, an athletic court, and RV parking. That's all coming in at Canyon Lakes at $379. So, like I always have, you know, my pick of my pick threes that I don't expect to be around very long. That's one that I think will move really, really fast with what's been going on. So, some great, great looking properties out there. However, in certain price ranges, just an asterisk out there, things are moving still very quickly. Good, bad, or indifferent, so that buyers are not surprised by this. We are seeing a couple trends out there. We've ran into a couple different times. There's some new strategies we haven't seen in the Tri-Cities very often that some sellers are starting to use and employ. One of them was list a house on Thursday. Full price offer, no closing costs. We ran into it with a buyer recently. Went in there, list house on Thursday. Seller says, I'm not responding to any offers until Monday night at 6. So sometimes, you know, people are trying to get multiple offers, maybe trying to get a little more than the listing price. So different strategies that we see happening in this market. Definitely something that you want to talk to your agent about. Say, what are you seeing out there? What does this mean? I mean, and how does this affect the offer I'm writing? And if I'm going to get that property, Or maybe if that property is not even one for us, maybe we don't even want to be involved with that process. So more than ever, you, as a buyer out there looking and as a seller deciding what to do in this market, definitely talk to your real estate agent about those strategies. We can help you with some of the best strategies in dealing with those situations. So feel free to go to our website, kenmoreteam.com. Let us know if there's anything there you need or see that you're interested in. We'd love to help out with that. A couple more moving tips as we wrap up here that really can make a big, big difference. Your Ziploc sandwich bags, have plenty of them around, and they're not for sandwich. They're not for sandwiches, okay? But you'll have...
They might be for sandwiches.
They might be, but in this case, they are going to be for hardware, nails. You take down picture hangers. You take apart certain furniture, and there's the connecting brackets and the screws. Having individual bags that you can put those in and then label and tape to or keep with the furniture make a huge, huge difference. Remember, too, beer boxes and wine cases also make great, great packing material for glasses, heavy objects like books. Those smaller boxes like those help out a ton. Another thing we're running into that we're always letting people know about, and that is, this is one thing that makes iPhones and your phone technology so great, is your ability to take pictures of how things were hooked up. If your TV, your sound system, your computers, you know, have 9,000 wires going out from the back of it, a quick picture with your smartphone can help you remember how those things were set up.
Lance, I got a little tip. You know, we, as you know, we moved earlier this year, and we were running around the stores and the liquor stores getting all these boxes, and it was becoming a pain because they were all different sizes. We went down to the store, and we found that you can buy these, like, 14-inch square boxes for, I was like, 70 cents a piece.
Yeah.
And so I think it was for $35. We got all the boxes, the rest of the boxes we need. They stack really nice, and they were all in good shape, and it saved us a lot of time.
Yeah, that, no, there are, you know, some of the prices of those types of materials have really come down, and it does save you a lot of time. That is a great, great real life example. As I wrap up here on the show, the last tip that I'm going to give you, because we've all been there, try to have a helping party for separate things. There are certain friends that are very good about organizing things into boxes and getting packed into boxes, and then another crew that comes
the muscle
and loads it all up. And really having them at two different times scheduled is helpful because they won't get annoyed and just start hucking things into piles, which they have a tendency to do. So have everything organized and into boxes on one group and then loaded with another group. And then lastly, of course, there are some items and things that are just best done with professional moving companies. We've had some of them on the show before, but super heavy items, maybe fragile items, odd-shaped items that you're just are above your pay grade, I'll say, or beyond what you think you can safely do. Please shoot me a text or an email. Let me know. We've got some great, great movers and that do that professionally in this area, and we can get you over to them to help out with that.
I'm picturing the guy going down the road right now with the mattress strapped to the top of his car and it's flapping.
Yes, or pulled over beside the road because the box spring's still in the truck and the mattress is out on the road. You're exactly right. We've all seen that. So don't let us see it, that this Labor Day weekend. Everybody, enjoy your Monday off. We will be here. We're showing properties and still working through the weekend. So if you have any questions about any of those properties, like I say, please hit us on the website at kenmoreteam.com. And we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.